How do you stop cravings anyway? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the wine and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. Today, we're going to talk about cravings. Cravings! Oh my God, I'm craving a drink. Maybe I'm craving ice cream. Let's talk about alcohol cravings for sure. Okay, did you know that your alcohol craving is in your mind? You probably do know that, with the exception of when you're drinking. Now, when you're drinking, your craving is in your body and in your mind. Then you're in trouble. Then you got a double whammy going. I know for me, any alcoholic or any person with alcohol use disorder knows that the minute we have a drink, we want more. That's all we know, is that I need more alcohol. That's it. I could be laying under the table puking, and all I'm thinking is, where am I going to get my next drink from? That is what the disease is. That is not normal, kids. That is weird behavior. But that's what it's like, isn't it? All we know is that when we get alcohol in our system, something clicks and it creates a craving for us. Now, medical science doesn't know why. They also don't know why it only happens to about 10% of us. But there it is. That's what happens to us. We put alcohol in our body and we want more. However, when we don't have alcohol in our bodies, the craving is not physical. It's between our ears. We're still craving it. We get triggered. We want a drink, but it's not physical. It's a different feeling. And I know because, hello, lived it for over 30 years. So let's talk about that craving. I mean, the craving, the physical craving, is easy to fix. Don't have a drink and you won't crave alcohol. I mean, it's that simple. Or is it? No, it's not. Because unfortunately, when we're not drinking, we crave it mentally. And that's what I want to talk about today. That mental craving. The idea strikes. The idea hits. I need a drink. And then most of us, unless we're recovered, that thought right there grabs us. And we are doomed if we don't have some way to stop that. That's the craving. That's the moment of time. That's the moment in time that will get us if we don't have a backup plan. Here's what I want you to know that I did not know, that I discovered afterwards, that I wish I had known. If you don't give in to that thought, it passes very quickly. Now, it won't really pass away on its own. It'll keep nagging you. But if you interrupt the pattern, in other words, you're going along, something triggers you, or you just get the thought, because, you know, I mean, for me, I didn't have to be triggered, just the thought would come, I need a drink, or it's time for a drink, or whatever the words were, the thought in my mind. My next response to that was always to go and get a drink. I didn't know that if I could stop in that moment and just turn my attention elsewhere and change direction, because we want to interrupt the pattern both physically and mentally. So that is why I gave you the pickup strategy a few weeks back. And I'll go through that again briefly here. I won't go through it in great detail for the regular listeners. If you're new, I'll go through it briefly. The pickup is P, we pause. So that's the interruption. We pause. When we get that thought, we stop dead in our tracks. The I is inhale, meaning we take three deep, slow breaths. Those two things alone are enough to break the pattern and interrupt the trigger, interrupt the craving. The C is connect. We reach out, we connect with our support system. When you do those three things, you have taken enough action to actually stop the craving. That's all it takes. Nobody told me. Why didn't somebody tell me? You know why? Because they didn't know. Nobody I ever talked to knew. Nobody knew. They didn't know. Most of the people I talked to weren't alcoholics. They were counselors or doctors or whatever. And they didn't know. They would just say to me, well, don't drink when you got a craving. And I'm like, what are you talking about? When I need a drink, I need a drink. That's all I know. Nobody told me. Anyway, you really can. If you have the desire to quit drinking, and you're determined, that is enough. It really is. It'll distract you. It'll distract you from the craving. So you're triggered, you get the craving, the thought comes, I need a drink. Interrupt the pattern by stopping or turning, twisting, moving, just turning, changing direction physically. And then pause and close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and then reach out to your support system. Now, of course, this all presupposes that you have a support system, which, as you know by now, if you know me, I argue that without one, you're doomed. What are you going to do? Try and talk yourself out of it? That never works. If we could talk ourselves out of a drink, we wouldn't be alcoholic. Like, we're caught in this loop. We're caught in this little never-ending loop. I need a drink. I need a drink. I'm going to drink. We need someone else to help us interrupt the pattern. And we cannot expect to just pause and breathe and it'll go away. It might work once or twice, but sooner or later, you're going to drink. So we get a support system on board so that we can reach out in that moment, have a conversation with someone, get into a text with someone, a chat, whatever. It doesn't take much. And then we're distracted enough that the moment passes and our sanity returns and we can say, you know what? I'm not going to have a drink right now. It's gone. It passes by. Now, in the beginning, you might have to do that many times. You might have to do it every day. Maybe you got to do it even more than once a day. But I'm here to tell you from experience that it doesn't take long before the time between those triggers, those cravings, gets longer and longer, and you get stronger and stronger, and you start, and there it is. But you just have to have the courage in the beginning to step up, do the pickup, have your support system in place, and you can beat cravings. You can move past them. You can say no. So there it is, kids. That's how to overcome a craving, stop it dead in its tracks. Get your support system all lined up. If you don't have one, join the Sober Living community. That's why we're there. I'm in that community, and if anyone were to come in for a pickup, you can guarantee I will be there for you. Hopefully, others will too. Now, I don't see any reason why not, because you know what? Part of your overcoming those cravings would be to step up if somebody else was in the middle of one. If you saw somebody in that community saying, oh my God, I feel like having a drink, what would you do? I'm sure you would send them a message back saying, I'm here for you. You don't have to drink in this moment. I know how you feel. I've been there. Just say something. That's what the community's for anyway. So if you need your support system, you don't have it yet, I've created one for you, the Sober Living Community. The link is in the show notes. There's really no excuse now to be on our own succumbing to cravings when we have this much support available. If you want to quit drinking, you can. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.